Hello and welcome, and thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you for another episode of The Best Hour here on Block Talk Radio. And I'm joined by my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Morning, sunshine.
Yeah. Thank you for being here.
So happy to be.
We're going to be discussing Lesson 24 in A Course in Miracles workbook this morning. I do not perceive my own best interests. That one, I think, is pretty easy to accept. But before we begin, let's join together for a moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath. I do not perceive my own best interest. In no situation which arises do you realize the outcome that would make you happy. Therefore, you have no guide to appropriate action and no way of judging the result. What you do is determined by your perception of the situation, and that perception is wrong. It is inevitable, then, that you will not serve your own best interests. Yet, they are your only goal in any situation which is correctly perceived. Otherwise, you will not recognize what they are.
If you realize that you do not perceive your own best interests, you could be taught what they are. But in the presence of your conviction that you do know what they are, you cannot learn. The idea for today is a step toward opening your mind so that learning can begin.
The exercises for today require much more honesty than you are accustomed to using. A few subjects, honestly and carefully considered in each of the five practice periods which should be undertaken today, will be more helpful than a more cursory examination of a large number. 2 minutes are suggested for each of the mind-searching periods which the exercises involve.
The practice periods begin with repeating today's idea, followed by searching the mind with closed eyes for unresolved situations about which you are currently concerned. The emphasis should be on uncovering the outcome you want. You will quickly realize that you have a number of goals in mind as part of the desired outcome, and also that these goals are on different levels and often conflict.
Name each situation that occurs to you and enumerate carefully as many goals as possible that you would like to be met in its resolution. The form of each application should be roughly as follows. In the situation involving blank, I would like blank to happen and blank to happen, and so on. Try to cover as many different kinds of outcome as may honestly occur to you, even if some of them do not appear to you to be directly related to the situation or even to be inherent in it at all.
If these exercises are done properly, you will quickly realize that you are making a large number of demands of the situation, which have nothing to do with it. You will also recognize that many of your goals are contradictory, that you have no unified outcome in mind, and that you must experience disappointment in connection with some of your goals, however the situation turns out.
After covering the list of as many hoped-for goals as possible for each unresolved situation that crosses your mind, say to yourself, I do not perceive my own best interest in this situation, and go on to the next. I do not perceive my own best interest, and so it is. So let's join together for another brief moment of silence before we have a little discussion about this important lesson. Let's take another good deep breath. Yeah, I would say that this is one of the easiest lessons in the book, at least for me, because I look back on my life and I can see, man, I had made all these really stupid choices just there. I don't know. And I'm sure that we all have at least a few. But when I think of that, things that some of the choices I've made in my life. It's been entertaining. It's been very entertaining and calamitous at times, but just choices that I thought, oh, this is what I need. This is what I want without really thinking through things. And certainly without knowing that there is an inner guidance system that knows exactly, you know, what I truly desire and knows exactly the decisions how to make in each and every situation that would lead to the goals of my desire. And it only took me, I don't know, I hate the telling on myself, but at least 60 years to get to that point of knowing that that there was a way to connect with a voice of knowing. And then many years of practicing that connection. But it ultimately does reveal itself, and it begins to, especially I think at one point in my life, you know, that I've shared with you, honey, is like the voice came through so clearly that I was even questioning that and saying, why would I want to do that? And the answer came was because that's where you will continue to awaken. And so that really, I couldn't argue with that because in that instant, I realized that really was ultimately the goal that I wanted to achieve. But I couldn't, in my own mind, I was in all kinds of different directions and thinking of different ways to come to the resolution of goals that, you know, even you and I had been discussing at that point in our life. That was almost seven years ago now when I had that experience. Mm-hmm. But I'm sharing this also with you, Mighty Companion, because we all have that voice of knowing, number one, what our deeper goals really are, our true goals of our true self, as well as, you know, the best way to achieve them or to get there on the decisions that we make almost on a daily basis. So we are going through something right now where we are considering, you know, maybe looking for a new home. And just as we were reading this lesson this morning, that was coming, I think, at thinking of all the different ways that we've looked at how could we mm-hmm. resolve that question, that, mm-hmm. you know, that goal, that's something we're working with right now. Mm-hmm. And we got plenty of time to get that done and we're in no hurry, blah, blah, blah. But man, we've already looked at it from so many different ways mm-hmm. of, you know, what choices could we make for something like that, which mm-hmm. seems to be, you know, and it is, I think, you know, moving to a new location or a new home is pretty epic mm-hmm. and can become a crisis from the ego perspective of fear. And I can see how many ways that can be considered. Mm. So yes, I do not perceive my own best interest. And I want to say most of the time, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. when I rely on the mind of fear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a great lesson. This is a really great lesson. I use that situation to practice this lesson. Actually, and it was really interesting to see how all over the place and contradictory, you know,
the goals are
that, yes, the things that I said, all of the possibilities that I said, you know, I would like to have happen. Mm. And if you recall, I actually said, we really need to talk about this because that's why I asked you the what do you really want? You know, what are you looking for? And really why I said, let's sit down and just be quiet with spirit. Mm. And then to just trust that the right and perfect place is already there, that supplies our collective best interest, that we may, you know, our perception just cannot conceive of. Because, and I love the line where it just says, your perception is wrong. That's just it. What you do is determined by your perception of the situation, and that perception is wrong.
Yep.
It's, period.
No ambiguity.
There was no ambiguity there. Bam. Yeah. You know, it's like humility. Yes. We're really, you know, being called to humility, and from the ego perspective, it's to humiliate, you know, the ego that believes that it does know, that puffs itself up, that has all kinds of plans to maneuver in order to get to a goal that's always changing. Yeah. And so therefore never satisfied in your, and it talks here also about then it guarantees your disappointment and how many of us, you know, have, some of us have a chronic sense of disappointment in life. Mm. And so to me, this lesson is, when we let it, when we practice it and let go into it, it can relax you. It can, you can have the experience of what a relief. Oh, what a relief. And how beautiful and wonderful it is that there is a source that is available to me, that loves me, that knows me in ways that I cannot know myself from this mind. So I am seeing through a glass darkly, but there is an aspect of myself that sees face to face, sees the light, knows and perceives, is beyond perception. And that that aspect absolutely has this, the goal of my best interest. Mm-hmm. And so this is a precursor to trust, to begin to let go and then to trust what we say, what we claim to be the truth of our teaching, that that God and source is good all the time, is has, you know, got us, that we, that that we are safe all the time, because there is this aspect which is actually the only thing that is true. Everything else is the illusion that we're just myopically focused on, so we believe it, so we turn from that illusion and we begin by saying, I don't perceive my own best interests. And these are the moments then that lead to that serendipity, or to, you know, the looking back and going, wow, I couldn't have figured that out. I could have never landed myself here. And boy, was that not only in myself, my best interest, but our collective best interest. Yes. And so it, it really is a wonderful lesson. And I know that you declared that this is the easiest lesson in the book, but that wasn't my experience, you know, maybe at this point it is, but, you know, initially and early on, you know, there's a part of me that wants to say, well, hell yeah, I know what my best interest is. Sure. And here's what it is. And I will outline it for you, you know, and I can see how that, that would keep me in a high expectation and a certainty of disappointment, you know, because it wasn't in my self-best interest, my best self-interest. And so therefore it didn't happen that way. Go figure. Right. There is a power and a source for good, and that the universe is always conspiring for our good when we let it, when we allow it, when we begin to say, I do not perceive my own best interest. And a little trick that we can do, so I'm taking a breath because I'm saying a lot, but a little trick that a friend of mine taught me is I can say something with so much certainty and I could add to the end of the sentence, well, but I could be wrong. You know, it begins to, in a very disarming way, to say, gosh, this is what I really think, I believe is my best interest and yours, because often I'm telling other people what their best, what's in their best interest, right? And like I would know that. And I could say, you know, and just, and I could be wrong. But here's what my quote unquote best thinking, until we let go of our thinking, that's a little tool we can use in the meantime to kind of begin to let go of taking ourselves so seriously.
I think that's great. I think sometimes, we watched a show one time where this lady, every time she would make a statement, she would finish it with saying, in my opinion.
Yes.
You know, which is a kind of a, another way of saying that, you know.
Because we all know what the opinion, an opinion
but
is.
But it could be wrong.
Yeah.
She's taking responsibility. I think it, there's another metaphor that came to me as you were speaking too, that I was seeing visually, but it's because it's really about control. This is control issues, right? We want to be in control. And we are currently, and will be more and more, going through a technological shift in our country, in the way we perform some of our activities. There's one in particular that I was seeing the metaphor for, and is, how hard is it going to be for a lot of us to give up the control that we feel and experience when we're driving, right?
Oh.
And what we don't actually realize is that artificial intelligence, these automated cars, self-driving vehicles, can actually communicate with each other. Mm-hmm. And so when you're going down the interstate or going down any road, they can literally communicate with all of the other vehicles ahead of you and behind you. And if there's an accident somewhere or some obstruction, they know it long before. As soon as the first vehicle finds the ceases, then everybody, the last vehicle, knows it too. And they all act together, right, out of a unified mind. If we could, you know, that artificial intelligence is like a unified mind, communicating with all of them. And so we could see ourselves in this metaphor as one of those automated vehicles. And we don't want to give up the steering wheel, but we would drive right into the obstacle.
We would.
We wouldn't see it. Or we'd drive into the car in front of us that's about to put its brakes on. Well, this intelligence, this mind, this unified mind, all the vehicles slow down together, right? They don't pile up into each other, and there's no accidents, right? So in our own best interest, it would be in our own best interest to accept self-driving vehicles, right? But we don't want to give up that control.
Are you kidding me? I would demand that an override button would be installed in my vehicle so I could hit that button and override it.
And that's an issue of trust.
Yes.
Right? And that's why we also, same thing applies here in this conversation. This is fun, but we don't trust spirit.
Yeah.
We don't trust that we can be told when we need to know an answer, that we can be told the answer. And so we go about our focusing on our own thinking, our own best thinking.
Mm-hmm.
My own best thinking got me right where I'm at.
Yeah.
And I'm not feeling too safe, right? Yeah. Or I'm not feeling too happy, or blah, blah, blah. So anyway, that's just a fun way of looking at this lesson, because if we could see that, I don't know, you know, I couldn't possibly have all of the information that's available to the knowing self that's available and speaks to me from my heart.
And what a relief it actually is. So going back to the letting go and allowing the peace to wash over us, that there's the assurance that, you know, spirit, higher self, Holy Spirit's got this.
Got this.
And, you know, I can
sit in the back seat and enjoy the ride.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Fun stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I do not perceive my own best interest. Glory, hallelujah.
Yeah. And while on one level that feels like humiliation to say that, it's a blessing indeed.
Mm-hmm. Right?
And so it is.
And so it is.
God bless you, mighty companion. Thank you for hanging out with us today. We love you. Stay the course.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander to temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send